This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the plastic man is armed with plastic of all types, headed out there for the fish, and he's got about 30, 35 years of experience behind his belt, too. So the fish are in trouble this morning. Ryan, where are you headed today?
I'm sitting at Port Eads right now.
Port Eads? Oh, man, you're down the river. You're way down the river.
I'm down. If I slip up, I'm going to have to speak Spanish.
What are you going fishing for down there?
I'm going to start with speckled trout, then go to snappers, then go to mangroves and triple tails.
Whoa, man, that's quite a menu there.
Yep, I'm on a mission.
What's their snapper report? Darryl over in Grand Isle said, man, it was easy limits, close in, and some pretty big fish up to 20, 25 pounds opening day.
Yeah, I've seen people catching three at a time. I mean, it's good. I don't want to catch my whole limit at one time.
You know, big difference between fishing those red snapper and those mangroves, you know? They're both in the same family,
yeah.
But what a difference, huh?
They're such a smarter fish, you know. Mangroves, you know, they can get persnickety on you. You know, you got to go down on your line size and tiny hooks and drifting baits with no weights. You know, there's a lot of techniques to it, but, you know, some people can catch them at ease, but not me. I got to work for them.
Yeah, and, you know, pound for pound, man, they are a fighter. They'll get you into that rig quick. You got to get them out of there or you're gone. He'll break you off in a heartbeat.
And they're so good eating. They're really good table fare.
They are.
So we're going to start with the trout early, and the trout been biting really, really good. So we're going there. The boys been doing really, really good with the reds every single day by the lodge. I mean, they just hammering the reds, catching so many rat reds and you know, during the day. I mean, they must be catching 50 little ones a boat, you know, and plus the big ones, plus bulls. So everybody's having a good time.
Man, that's great. Good news, man.
Especially the river's at flood stage, and it's just still rocking right along.
The latest I'm hearing from the Corps is they don't think they're going to have to open it, but they got their eye on it. They're monitoring it. So hopefully it won't have to. I mean, it's already got a few pins. They're letting some water through because I saw some coming in the Lake Pontchartrain when I was crossing the back end of the spillway, but it's not a whole lot, and they don't think they're going to have to keep it open for any length of time, even if they do open it.
Yeah, they had those pins when they were practicing. They pulled a couple of pins, but it always leaks through anyhow when it gets this high. And it's crested already, so it's going to start falling, but it's going to stay in the 16s most of the month, you know, and then drop out. And by the end of May, I think it's going to be 7-something. So, yeah, the crisis part is over. So I don't think they're not going to open the spillway unless we get a major flood coming from somewhere else. But, you know, it's good. But it's the river's at 16.8, and I've been in it every day. You just got to watch. There's trees. I mean, monstrous trees everywhere.
Yeah.
So you really don't want to run before daylight right now because, I mean, not logs, trees floating in the river. So you really want to be careful. And that river's no place to play anyhow. I mean, you got to really have your eyes on a swivel when you're going down the river when it's this high.
Yeah, there's a lot of junk and all kind of debris in there, and it's can be a dangerous situation. Good thing there's no fog, because you get fog combined with a high river. That's a real recipe for disaster.
That's stay home and cut grass day there. It's, you know, not only that, but the current. You know, if you get sideways in the current or your engine dies or something and you get, you know, turned around, it's, you know, you're talking about 1.2 2 million gallons a second. That's 77 million basketballs a minute going by. That's huge.
Yes, it is.
You really got to respect it. But, you know, everything else is pretty good. The neotropical birds are around, and that's pretty to watch. So everything, it's just that time of year, buddy.
You know, speaking of birds, I just came back from Tennessee this week, and I was turkey hunting up there, but I was chatting with a friend of mine who is a real avid duck hunter, and he was telling me about how the Tennessee Department of Natural Resources manages waterfowl and waterfowl hunting, and, man, they make these blinds available by lottery, by drawing for them. And they're right adjacent to flooded cornfields, which is what the department does that. And they have been slamming the ducks in those areas. He said you still got to have some cold weather, but, man, he says the hunting up there was fantastic for ducks this year. A lot of mallards. They still have plenty of mallards up there.
I was talking to Josh Goins this week, and he said that Missouri is unbelievable how their tax dollars are going to do the flooded corn and that kind of stuff. It's all detrimental to us at the end of the day, but – you know, I like my ducks. You know that.
Yeah. Well, the problem is we're down at the end here. We could, you know, grow corn and flood it. But if the ducks gonna come here to find it, you know, what good has it done? And I got to call Josh. He's been trying to get in touch with me, and I've been busy, and I'm missing him, and I need to talk with him.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, if you put up 10 gallons of corn out there, you get arrested. So it doesn't make any sense for one guy to be able to shoot on corn, and one guy can't put a cup out there. So. And then, like you said, you know, how many ducks are down here these days to come eat it? Not near as what it used to be, but we've just lost too much habitat to keep them down here. You know, it takes so many food hours to keep those ducks. I mean, we're talking about millions of ducks eating every day. So we just don't have the aquatic vegetation. But maybe this year the river's real high and a lot of grass is growing. By June, we'll be covered with grass. So if we don't get a storm, maybe we could save some of it this year.
Yeah, we need some hard, cold weather, too, to drive them down. That's always a help. Well, look, I'm glad you all set up. Yeah, I'm glad you all set up and got your stuff rocking and rolling down there. Get those specs, get those snapper. And what was triple tail? You going to scout around for some
triple tail? I want a triple tail today.
Yeah. Well, the customers at the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge are going to be eating well after today, I got a feeling.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, give that telephone number. People want to give you a call and chat and talk about duck hunting and fishing and all the kind of stuff you do.
504-559-5111, and we're going to be on the phone a long time before we talk about all the stuff I do.
I know. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Fine, we'll see you.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.